You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, so I've been asked about these Olympians and the tape that they're wearing. Some of them, they're wearing blue. Some of them, they're wearing pink. You know, is there any science to it? But, well, from what I understand, it's supposed to help with pain. They aren't trying to make any statement or political statement with the tape. It's not for decoration. I apologize. I still have this cough. And I guess it's a science of kinesio, they call it. Apparently, it was developed by a Japanese chiropractor. And kinesio tape claims to cut pain and boost performance. And I've seen this around for a while. And even though there's not a lot of medical studies to it, I kind of like it. Because, okay, remember, when it comes to pain and people saying something helps with pain, I don't care if it's placebo. I don't care if it's psychosomatic, etc. The patient says they're not having pain. And I can't extend that liberty to medications for heart disease, cholesterol, diabetes, etc., because we need to make sure sugar is lowering, cholesterol low is lowering, the medicine helping the heart, lowering the blood pressure, etc. But if there's a piece of tape, and an athlete claims they don't have pain in the area where they put the tape on, whether it's placebo or not, whether there's medical science to it or not, I don't care. I don't think it's causing damage. When we understand it's an adhesive, medical-grade adhesive, there's also cotton with it. It's flexible, more flexible than traditional tape. I guess Olympians put it along their injured muscles. When you have tape, it appears to tug a little bit at the area that's supposedly supposed to promote circulation and, according to the chiropractor, quote-unquote, clear out damage. And the judges at the Olympics doesn't seem to have a problem with it. As far as I'm concerned, I think athletic tape appears to be very therapeutic for people. You know, whether it really helps with the circulation, I don't know. I think that's very difficult to tell or test. But from what we understand, you know, these athletes are enjoying it. Now, I'm a little confused by some of the athletes putting it on their abdomen, because I'm a little nervous if they're having abdominal pain. Because if you think about it, where the tape is tugging is very superficial. I mean, it's on your epidermis. I could understand that maybe you could get a little dermal pull, some subcutaneous pull, maybe a little bit of muscular pull, and most pain is muscular. I'm a little confused about the abdominal presentation of these tapes, but other than that, that's all it is. It's like a medical adhesive with some cotton in it, multiple different colors, waterproof, can stay on your body for about 5 to 6 days, sells for about $6 to $13 a roll. There's even been a certain taping course to teach you how to tape so that it's done right. And I don't know, we'll see. I mean, you know, the one thing I think we really need to spend time advancing with our advancing medical advancements comes to pain. And how to deal with it in less pharmaceutical ways. Because I think we're going to have a major issue when it comes to pharmaceutical access. People who are on chronic pain medications are going to have a much more difficult time getting their medications. And if there's a way to limit the amount of pills or anti-inflammatories, and I'm just not talking narcotics, even anti-inflammatories. You can only take anti-inflammatories for so long. You know, patients are taking Motrin and Naproxen and Aleve and Advil, etc., Celebrex, Bextra. I mean, they're popping anti-inflammatory pills sometimes every day, and they think it's okay because they're non-narcotic. Well, no, those things can cause heart failure. They could cause ulcers. They could fry your kidneys. So as far as I'm concerned, anything complementary or alternative that doesn't hurt you, I think is a plus. So you have a joint, you want to tape the joint, sounds good to me. You want to throw a piece of tape along your flank, as long as you're not reacting to the adhesive, I'm fine with that. We were talking about duct tape and warts on your hands. How duct tape has been recognized by dermatologists as a treatment for warts. Warts are caused by viruses, most notably the HPV virus. Not usually the same strain that causes cervical cancer, but one of the many different strains that can cause warts. They're viral. Warts on your hands or on your feet have a very specific and arduous blood supply. They need oxygen. They need their blood supply. So when you put duct tape on your warts, it seems to asphyxiate them, and they seem to not react as well to the adhesive and the duct tape. So a treatment for duct tape and warts that's been pretty well known is, let's say you have warts on your hands, you put the duct tape on, you leave it there for 6 days of the week, you take it off on Sunday, reapply on Monday, and you do that for 2 months. And apparently the adhesive does away with warts. Now, does your body absorb some of the glue in the adhesive? Are there chemicals you're absorbing from the duct tape? That we don't know. All right, so again, a lot of doctors aren't recommending it because we can't say it's 100% safe. But tape has been used for generations for a variety of things, and especially with pain. So I think it's kind of interesting. So I'm watching what the Olympians are doing. The Olympics are supposed to end soon, aren't they? Right, and then we won't see much more of the tape. All right, for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Donovan working the dials. For those of you that are looking ahead to next summer, we are already booking for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Apparently, these Alaska cruises book up pretty quickly, so we had to reserve our rates, actually fight for the block of rooms that we got. Alaska's pretty popular, I guess. Many people aren't going down to Mexico as much as they used to with everything going on. Alaska's nice and cool, pretty, so no wonder it's popular. So please go to our website, take a look at the information we have, contact the travel agent. If you are thinking about coming to Alaska and you want to come with us, we're going to have lectures and parties, we're going to have prizes, and it's going to be a lot of fun. It's probably one of your favorite cruises ever from what we're understanding. And it's not because of me, it's because it's Alaska, but I'll take whatever credit I can. Go to our website and check that out. All right, when we come back, a lot of medical news. Please don't go away, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
A few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at HerbalHealer.com. And you customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so a study came out this week. I don't know if any of you want to believe it or not. They say babies who were born naturally have a higher IQ than those born via C-section. All right, so whether you were born vaginally or by C-section, if your mother won't answer that because she says it's none of your business, I guess you're out of luck. But they say women may want to rethink having a C-section because the babies will have higher IQ if they're born vaginally. All right, so scientists at Tail University claim that babies that are born naturally, there's a higher level of a special protein that helps boost intelligence levels called the UCP2. These help babies with fostering their short and long-term memories, which are key components to IQ as they grow up. The discovery was made, they said, when scientists conducted a study on newborn mice and studied the hippocampal region in the brain. Both naturally born and cesarean-born mice were studied. They found mice born via C-section had lower levels of UCP2 and showed an impairment in adult behaviors. They also say that UCP2 helps newborns breastfeed. They say these results reveal a potentially critical role of the UCP2 in the proper development of brain circuits. Okay, I don't know if I really believe this. Okay, I haven't seen much of a difference. Have you? Right? I was born vaginally. But you see, here's the thing. You know, I don't ever, we didn't get IQ tests when we were younger. Remember, IQ was really huge to test. My parents didn't test us, probably because they thought our IQ could be low, and I got good grades. I remember doing extremely well on my CAT tests, but we didn't test for IQ. So I think what they should probably do is do a study where you take children, teenagers, and adults, those born C-section, those born vaginally, and check everybody's IQ. If you see it a little lower, then that to me means a lot more than looking at a bunch of mice and seeing how these mice do in adulthood. Because I got to be honest, I don't really think mice are the most intelligent animal to begin with. Right? Yeah. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got Greg on the line. Hey, Greg, where are you calling from?
Hey, Dr. D.
Hey,
you're in Vegas?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you have a practice there that we can see you?
Yeah, absolutely. If you go to my website, it gives you all the information on my practice. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I don't have a computer, though. Do you have a phone number?
Yeah, I'll give you a phone number. It's 702-562-8800.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, can I ask you a question on my thumb?
Yeah, please.
Okay, what's your background? Are you an internist or are you
a family doc? I'm a family medicine.
Okay. Yeah, because I have the VA, but I don't trust them.
You don't.
My point is this: you know how it's so dry out here and everything. My skin cracks around my thumbs, or maybe get a paper cut.
Yes.
And what started was one cut. And then I've always been able to take care of them here. I've been here like 4 years. I'm an Air Force veteran.
Oh, God bless you. Thank you for your service. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Well, I'm also married to Hillary Clinton as well, Dr. D.
Oh, no.
But anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. She cuts me all the time. Anyway, back to reality here.
Yeah.
I got a paper, or my skin started getting dry. So I was treating it with Neosporin, and they've always gone away. But then I got a couple other cuts, so I was dealing with that. And then I had some cream from the base, and then, of course, usually smooths out any dry skin. But all of a sudden, I started with a circle, redness, and the skin started disappearing from the first layer. It went into the second. You know how shiny the second layer of skin is after
yes.
you wash your hands.
Yes.
Okay, my question is this. It started out with a dime, and I was struggling, and this was way back. I called the base out here, the nurse advice line, and started in June. But, like I said, it took me about a month to heal up the little tiny cuts, and that worked fine with Neosporin. But all of a sudden, I started getting more pain a little bit, and now it's gradually spread out to almost the size, not quite as. It's just a little bigger than a nickel. It started out about a dime, but now it's from the first joint crack on the left side of the left thumb.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's almost to the middle of the nail on the thumb joint.
And
I went to the base the other night. I had Michael Callahan, and they don't know what it is. So they stuck me on amoxicillin, but it's like, you know, I don't know what to do, and I'm making an appointment for the wound clinic. But, of course, the wound clinic is great out there. They set the cell. And I asked the Air Force doctor, is this cellulitis? And he couldn't make a decision. So he sticks me on amoxicillin. But I can't understand, for the past 2 or 3 weeks since the paper cut has healed up, the skin is still shiny when it dries. And of course, I've been keeping a bandage somewhat.
Yeah. Can I ask you, Greg, not to interrupt, do you have diabetes?
No.
No. Okay.
But I am overweight, about 100 pounds.
Okay. Well, you know, some of these skin infections, cellulitis will shine. It won't be as well demarcated, so it'll be a little bit more confluent along the edges. Cellulitis will expand. When you touch it, it'll be painful. Yet there's so many other skin conditions. You could have fungus, and fungus will be round, can also cause induration. You could also have a steroid dermatitis. If you've been using a cream not the Neosporin, but the other cream for dry skin, and there's a steroid to it. Mm. And you've been applying that over and over again. There's a steroid dermatitis. So what it sounds like your doctor did is he played it safe, which I don't disagree with. Give you some amoxicillin, God forbid you have a little infection. If it doesn't go away, they may need to take a little bit of a biopsy to see what's going on. Very rarely skin cancer could do that too, but it sounds more infectious in nature or inflammatory in nature. But it's difficult because what I think your doctor should do is, A, take a look at everything you've used. If you've been using steroid creams and this thing is growing and making a ring, well, that could be a fungus. And the steroid cream depressed your immune system there, so a fungus grew. Or you've been overusing steroid creams and have a steroid dermatitis. Uh-huh.
It's not a ring like a ringworm. It's right. A solid red. You know, it's not, you know, it goes down to flesh tone pretty much. It's still kind of red on the second layer, but it's not completely red. There's never been, it's not a whole lot of pain. There's been no pus and there's no bloodline for blood poisoning. So it's just that, it's a flat circle. It doesn't have a ring like a,
Okay. I wish you had internet because I would say take a picture and send it to me. And I extend that to any of my listeners.
I have a cell phone I can take a picture with.
Yeah. You could take a picture of the cell phone.
Then
you could email from your cell phone to drdahlia@hotmail.com. And I could take a look at it there. But anyway, Greg, we're going to be coming up on break. If not, like I said, I could try to take a peek at it. But what I want your provider to do is if the antibiotics don't do anything if they don't think it's from overuse of steroids and they don't think it's fungal, take a small little biopsy. That'll tell them also if it's inflammatory versus infectious versus if it could be like a weird type of skin cancer. I doubt it, though. It sounds like it's growing too quickly to be that. Okay?
I gotta go to Augmentin.
Augmentin is excellent for cellulitis, but if it's not cellulitis, that may not work. So again, it all kind of depends on what's going on there. Amoxicillin is in Augmentin. It's a component of Augmentin. Augmentin is one of my favorite medications for cellulitis. But if it's not hurting, it's hard to say without looking at it. But if you do have a cellulitis, absolutely Augmentin is my top choice. Okay? All right, Greg. All right. And God bless you, by the way. And again, thank you for your service. If you could still keep me posted on that, I want to know what happens. All right? 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Yeah, with a lot of these skin things, it makes people nervous. You know, I'll have patients coming in saying, oh, my wife's making fun of me because I'm coming in for a spot on my hand or on my leg. No. You know, spots are telling you something. That's your body telling you something's not right. It could be topical. It could be. Also, remember, a lot of spots sometimes could also be a bite that you didn't know about. But when someone gets cut a lot, you know, and their hands are very busy, infection is probably one of the first things we always think about. Amoxicillin is okay for skin infections. I like Augmentin. Bactrim seems to do well with the MRSA. But usually MRSA or staph, very painful. Cellulitis can usually be more painful. So it's weird. You kind of have a spot. Another thing, too, is some people get spots and it's vasculitis. It's inflammation of the blood vessels. And so when you press on the spot, it could blanch or it won't blanch. You know, so sometimes we use that to determine what's going on. So unfortunately with skin, it is so hard to tell. There's a variety of things. But when something doesn't go away on the skin, I commend, you know, you all for being persistent with it. Don't ignore things on the skin. That's your body's way of kind of telling you. Will you take a look at this? All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
My name is Leslie, and I've had depression since I was a child. After being on Prozac for 20 years, I got onto the One World Way, and my need for Prozac was reduced by 50% within a few months. Now, after less than 1 year, I am completely off of Prozac. I learned that mercury is a toxin that causes brain damage and depression. By taking One World Way, I know that I've detoxified my brain of mercury and excess glutamate, and I'm now functioning with this dramatic improvement in my mood.
The power to change your life lies, in part, in the power you have to change your body's chemistry. Through diet and supplementation, you have the power to change your body's chemistry to support dramatic improvements in health and happiness. Nature has been, and always will be, mankind's first and only pharmacy to choose from. Change your chemistry and change your life with One World Way. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar-powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. This portion of the show is sponsored by Freeze Dry Guy. Please check out Freeze Dry Guy. They got some great specials this month, and I love the food. Delicious. Huge fan. All right, let's take a look at this. It's a very interesting story here. We've been talking about aspirin and prevention of cancer, and another study came out today saying aspirin dose cuts cancer risk, including stomach cancer, esophageal cancer, as well as colorectal cancer. Now, we've known since the 80s that aspirin could cut back on colorectal cancer. Kind of been iffy about the whole stomach esophageal cancer thing because, you know, aspirin could irritate the stomach lining. And many doctors are still reluctant on telling people to take an aspirin a day for non-cardiac issues just for cancer prevention. But here's another study looking at over 100,000 healthy people found that those who took a dose of aspirin every day were 2/5 less likely to develop and die from stomach, esophageal, and colorectal cancer in the next decade. They also had a 12% chance lower risk of dying from other cancers and an overall 16% lower risk of death from cancer of any type. I wonder if that includes skin cancer. All right. This latest study is published in the Journal of National Cancer Institute. They say even a relatively modest benefit with respect to overall cancer mortality could still meaningfully influence the balances and risks of benefits of prophylactic aspirin use. Who talks like that? Boy, I'd like to be married to that one. The researchers looked at over 100,000 healthy men and women, most of whom were over 60, and questioned them about their aspirin use. They found that those that use aspirin every day, we're just talking about baby aspirin, were less likely to die from cancer in the following years, especially GI cancer. So what I would do with this is, you know, talk to your provider. Again, some of us cannot take aspirin because it could increase GI bleeding. It could increase any type of bleeding because it could decrease your platelet function. But, I mean, none of us like cancer, especially for those of us that are more prone to it. Colon cancer is a big one in my family. My gastroenterologist calls me up every 6 months saying, when are you going to come back? I mean, I had my scope back in 2004. I'm due. I really need to go again. I've just been putting it off because, you know, I'm tired of people seeing me naked. Right, tired of it. I wish there was a way we didn't have to do it, but I'm going to go again. I will. I promise. All right. Also in the news today, there is a super antibody that could cure flu, they say, with one single jab. We're talking cure flu. They say the super antibody has been identified by scientists, offering a hope that a universal shot could wipe out flu entirely for you. All right. So what they want to do is cure rather than all of us going through annual vaccinations. They'd love to give it to hospital staff. They'd love to give it to underserved countries, etc. So what scientists have identified are three human antibodies which protect against influenza B and one called CR9114, which protects against influenza A. And we were talking about the trivalent vaccine covering an A, B, and swine flu this year. Although there's a huge outbreak of a new strain of swine flu, I wonder if this new vaccine is going to cover it. I've seen nothing talking about how the new flu vaccine that we're supposed to be giving out in the next month or two is going to cover this new strain of swine flu, which has been circulating in the Midwest. They might have missed the boat on this one. Anyway, going back to this shot, structural biologists, yes, there are specialists in structural biology. Professor Ian Wilson of the Scripps Research Institute, he could be single, ladies, I don't know. He said to develop a truly universal flu vaccine or therapy, one needs to be able to provide protection against influenza A and B. And with this report, we now have broadly neutralizing antibodies against both. I don't know if it's going to be enough if we're having all this swine flu issue. Sorry, buddy. Still sounds sexy, though. Referring to CR9114, Professor Wilson, whose findings are published online, all right, don't all bombard the internet on this one, says this is the only one in the world that we know of that has been found to do this. All right, he and his co-researchers at the Crucell Vaccine Institute in Leiden in the Netherlands generated a large collection of flu antibodies, I don't know, probably in a jar, from the immune cells of volunteers that had been given the shot. Then they screened them to see if they could bind to a wide variety. Because I got to tell you, a lot of these viruses, remember, we talked about how they came up with the flu vaccine the other day, the seasonal flu. There are variances, and then there's similarities. If you get enough of the similarities that are year after year after year, and you make a vaccine against that, then sometimes the variants of these aren't enough to cause you to be sick, as long as you have antibodies that is attracted to the main base. So anyway, they say three of the antibodies, I don't want to list the numbers, this is too boring, protected mice against normally lethal doses of two major strains. Apparently, one of them fought off influenza A, including the H1N1 subtype that killed about 17,000 people in the 2009 pandemic. Don't forget, guys, we got a new strain of swine flu. I hope you guys need to be ahead of the curve on this one. All right. Well, anyway, you want more sexy talk? Here. Here's another one. Lead author Dr. Cyril Dreyfus says it prevents the hemagglutinin protein from undergoing the shape change needed for the virus to fuse to the outer membrane of a host cell. I know. Ladies, I don't know. Maybe see if they're on Facebook. I mean, I love when they talk hemagglutinins. You guys really have no idea how fascinating hematology and microbiology and virology are. I know I joke about it a lot, but it is truly a sexy science, right? Because I know a lot of you guys with, plumbing, you have the male and the female, et cetera, you know, but when you're looking at viral walls and cell types and antigens and all that, it's just cool. If I wasn't a radio host and a family doc, I would probably be a microbiologist. Though that's just the kind of stuff I dig. I just really like it. Okay. More news today. A psychologist at the University of Albany. Now, this one, I wouldn't say women hunt down. He claims that if you're pregnant and you have morning sickness, ladies, the best way to cure the morning sickness is perform oral sex, but only on the partner that impregnated you. Gordon Gallup works at the University of Albany in SUNY. We have no idea if he's married to a pregnant woman and wants oral sex or not, but he claims that pregnant women should be performing oral sex only, not the sparkless water guy, only on the person that impregnated them, because the reason why they may be having morning sickness is a result of the semen that impregnated them. And you need to build a tolerance, per Dr. Gallup, you need to build a tolerance to the semen. Now, I think what he's basing this on is a previous study back in 2000 that showed a connection between oral sex and preeclampsia, which is a condition that pregnant women get where the blood pressure rises, protein rises in the urine. It can lead to eclampsia, very dangerous. And also there was a study in 2002 that he published saying semen has antidepressant properties. Now, I don't know what his fixation is on women having oral sex, but I don't think this guy is going to stop. I think he is going to continue to be publishing studies trying to convince us women to perform oral sex. Now, obviously, he's never been pregnant. He's never had morning sickness. He's never vomited. Right? He's never had hemorrhoids. He's never urinated on himself. He's never had difficulty sleeping. He's never had the back pain, the legs going numb, the rhinitis of pregnancy, the pups of pregnancy where you itch and you scratch yourself till you bleed, the pimples, the stretch marks, the outie of the belly button, the high progesterone, the constipation, and the farting. You're in no mood to give oral sex when you're pregnant. And if he thinks incentivizing us by saying our morning sickness will go away, he's got another thing coming. So I'm sorry, Dr. Gallup. All right. Okay, we're going to be coming up on break. We have a lot more news I want to get to. If you guys could stay with us for a few more minutes, of course, we want to hear from you. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Clear out your pantry and make room in your closets. You're going to need the space for these hot August deals at BePrepared.com. Going on now, save 23% on Provident Pantry Scrambled Egg Mix or 28% on freeze-dried strawberry slices. New this month, baking cocoa for daily use or long-term storage. Buy one of the Provident Pantry baking or dessert combos and save up to $25 off individual component pricing. Or add some weight to your water storage at BePrepared.com. The ultimate 55-gallon water barrel combo is on sale this month for only $94.99. Food and water storage is great, but how are you going to cook it in an emergency? The popular Volcano 2 collapsible stove. Save $27.96 off MSRP. Go to BePrepared.com for more details and more August savings now through August 31st. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at CamelMilkForSale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, Camel Milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking Camel Milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel Milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from AirFusionSystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at AirFusionSystems.com, spelled A-I-R-F-U-S-I-O-N, systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981, 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from AirFusionSystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Taking your calls, 1-877-362-3254. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Donovan working the dials. Big thanks to XM Satellite airing the show. Big thanks to you all for tuning in and listening. For those of you that are going to go on Facebook tonight before you go to sleep, which, by the way, kind of prevents you from falling asleep, right? Not supposed to be on the computer before you go to bed, but if you do, you're fiddling around on Facebook, please find our fan page, find us, and connect our Dr. Dahlia page. Also, Twitter, you can find us on Twitter as well. And for those of you that are thinking about what you want to do next summer to escape the heat, we are already booking the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Please go to our website, find the Dr. Dahlia Cruise page. It gives you some information on when we are leaving, what ports, what cities we're going to see as we go up the Inside Passage of Alaska, and how to get a hold of the travel agent. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So just when you think this Jerry Sandusky nightmare may be over, officials are now investigating allegations that Jerry Sandusky might have shared boys with other men connected to Penn State as part of a child sex ring. Now, as you know, last month, Jerry Sandusky, 68 years old, was convicted on 45 counts of child sex abuse for molesting 10 boys over the course of 15 years. They've interviewed at least one man who claims to have knowledge of Sandusky and another prominent man with strong ties to Penn State, and both had sexually abused a boy. So they say the United States Postal Inspector's Office in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, has spearheaded the investigation because pornographic materials involving underage boys have been transmitted through the mail. Analyzing the computer seized from Sandusky, they're also looking into whether he sent these letters across state lines for sexual purposes. We've talked about some of the letters as well. But if this was a ring and more people were involved, honestly, nothing surprises me anymore. Nothing surprises me. When somebody is that sick, right, they probably associate with other sick people. I'm not surprised. I wish it isn't true, because I don't want to hear that things like this could happen. None of us do. Whenever these stories, we want to be in denial. We don't want to think that this kind of stuff happens. We don't. It's frightening. And so we want to suppress or repress or just completely ignore that, because it's something that is so vulgar to us. It's something that is so putrid that it's not an idea we want to entertain. And so I feel bad having to report as we hear things like this, but we have to. Another thing many of you don't want me to report is something like this. Apparently scientists are trying to see which love songs persuade flamingos to mate. And they say seductive love songs, like Barry White's Walrus of Love, encourages breeding among Chilean flamingos. Also, Marvin Gaye classics make flamingos amorous. So I guess keepers are pretty overjoyed, because flamingos are a threatened species. And if they can make them do lovey-dovey by listening to some Marvin Gaye or Barry White, huge success. I don't mind that. I think that's pretty cool. All right, let's go back to the swine flu. CDC is warning that a new strain of swine flu is raising concerns as it continues to infect people across the Midwest. Remember, we're talking about Illinois. We're talking about Indiana. Right now, there's 200 cases of the strain that have been identified. CDC expects the case count to rise. Two people have already been hospitalized. Let me see. The epidemiologist, the main one, Dr. Joseph Breese, says there has been a predominant case of children and young adults. However, remember, we had the Indiana State Fair. These were kids that were helping and assisting with the pigs. So between the state and county fairs, the exposure to swine, they believe, was how they were contracted. They don't think it's people to people. They think this new strain of swine flu is from swine to person. Now, CDC has announced its plan to begin developing a new vaccine for the 2012 year, they hope it's hopefully developed that. So I'll keep you guys posted. Right now, though, the illnesses, from what we understand, have been mild. All right. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I want to talk about this. There's an interesting story. I've tried to look into this and figure out what's going on, where a woman is growing nail type hair out of her hair follicles. Have you guys heard this? Right. Shania Esom, 20 years old, from Memphis, Tennessee, had, from what I understand, this weird reaction to steroids, an allergic reaction to steroids. Steroids is usually supposed to decrease your immune response, so it's very rare to have a reaction to steroids. And it was supposed to treat her asthma. She takes these steroids, and it causes her to itch. And then within hours, she gets black bumps covering her legs. Now, over the last couple of years, she's been treated for eczema, staph infection, etc. And now, I should say, actually, by 2011, doctors in Baltimore saw that these little bumps on her skin were nails, human nails, and that her skin was suffocating Because nails are a form of keratin, a very thick form of keratin, very the same material that's in your hair. But, of course, it's, you know, a much more concentrated amount. They're claiming 12 times the average amount of what you would have coming from a hair follicle. They don't know why. They think they've been able to control her symptoms. She can't continue to pay for her treatment right now. I guess she owes $250,000 in medical bills. They have set up a foundation for her. But odd, where rather than regular keratin, right, regular hair coming through follicles, et cetera, right, whether your regular keratin is hair, nails coming out of each hair follicle. It blows my mind. Blows my mind. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Another thing that kind of blows my mind is we have a former Seattle doctor. I believe he was a pediatrician, a very well-known pediatrician, treating children in the Puget Sound area, is now arrested and accused of waterboarding his 11-year-old daughter. He actually also studied near-death experiences in children. According to court documents, his 11-year-old daughter said at least four times he punished her with what he had called waterboarding, holding her face under running faucet, causing the water to go up her nose. Apparently, she was yelled at once in the car. He drags her from the car into the house, across a gravel by her ankle, supposedly waterboards her that day. She flees from the house, goes to a neighbor, and from what I understand, now she's in protective custody. You're like, are you kidding me? You can't make this stuff up. We have a pediatrician waterboarding his old daughter, allegedly. What is this world coming to? Do we have any happy stories to talk about? Anything? Let me see here. No more pork at a college. Oh, all right. Looks like a Texan university is banning pork from the cafeteria. They think pork can lead to high blood pressure, heart problems, and obesity, so they're going to ban pork from the school cafeteria. You don't really get pork in school cafeterias. I've never gotten bacon in a school cafeteria. No pork rinds, ham. Oh, maybe that's what, like ham sandwiches. Maybe that's what they're doing. All right, so no more pork chops, bacon, pork belly, because they're high in saturated fat and cholesterol. We need to go back to meats. Many of us, we think dark meat chicken and dark meat turkey is fine. Remember, dark meat is tastier because of the fat content. All right, so we'll probably review what meat you think is lean and it isn't. We'll spend some time on that. All right, guys, have a great rest of the way home. Don't forget to visit our website, download the Droid app, find us on Facebook, find us on Twitter, book your Alaskan cruise, and you'll be done for the night. Y'all take care.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.